Will you please state your name from where you're calling? Well, glory be to God. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning on this with God, all things are possible Wednesday morning. Father, we know that you have told us in your word to be strong, to be of good courage. Do not be afraid, for you are with us wherever. That means everywhere, wherever we go. Father, we thank and praise you for getting Dr. P.K. Robertson and Martha Marie Preston, our Platinum President, back home from St. Louis safely. We thank and praise you, O God, for the lives they were able to touch. We thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, O Lord, and for her faithfulness to this call along with Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. Father, we thank and praise you that she has ministered to many. O God, continue to bless them richly. Bless them. Shower them with favor in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the D.A. de Leon family. We thank you, Lord, that they have taken on the task of being a blessing to people from coast to coast around the world, O Lord. Continue to order their footsteps and do that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Father, we thank and praise you for our callers. We thank and praise you, Lord, for those who wanted to get on the call this morning and could not. Oh, God, we continue to lift up our neighbors and our friends and family and those that we don't even know to the east, along the east coast, Lord. We continue to lift up Minister Robin in Jesus' name. Oh, God, you continue to give her strength, oh, Lord, and that family that you will restore, that what Satan, what the cankerworms, as the word says, has taken away. Oh, God, that you restore double fold. Give them a double portion, Lord. Now, Lord, we thank you for the speaker who will come forth this morning to give us a rich word of God. Oh, Father God, we just are ready to feast on the word that it will empower, enrich us as we go out to start our day, and, Lord, that we will be a blessing to someone else. Father, we ask that you will clear the airways in Jesus' name, that every single word will be heard with clarity, that nothing will be lost in the transmission, oh God. And, Father, so we just continue to know and trust you. As we said, that nothing is impossible, that Satan is gone from this line, is not on this line at all in Jesus' name, because we have already kicked and vetoed him out. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. We give you all praise this morning. We continue to lift up our sister Gwen Beatty this morning. And, Father, just thank you that you have given us the blessed assurance that with God nothing shall be impossible. We thank you, we give you praise, and we ask that you forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name, and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my dear brothers and sisters. We now turn the call over to our host. And remember our dear sister, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, and go to www.PhillyBottleSaveALife.com to support her. We bless you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to turn the call over to our host now. And go out and have a blessed day.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. Praise God for you this morning. I just love you, as you say, love you with the love of the Lord. And we thank you so much for greeting the people this morning. Hallelujah. And getting that fire stirred up in our bones this morning, because I love that. With God, all things are possible Wednesday. And hallelujah, we stand on that word this morning. Well, Master's Call family, this is Tammy, as I said, in South Carolina, and I am so, so, so excited to be here to greet you this morning, to welcome you all to the Master's Call. This is a call, hallelujah, that serves the Lord, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we welcome each and every one of you this morning. We are so excited as we're moving forward again in our third year here on the Master's Call. We were founded in October 25th, 2010, by two wonderful women of God, two powerful women of God, two anointed women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. And amen, as Minister Willis said, we have a mandate from the Lord for this call, which was given to these women of God, to empower, to enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And amen, it has been happening here on this line. We want to point you to our website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, which has our scripture reference that we stand on and we believe in by faith that God is hearing and answering prayer. And that scripture is Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So we know here on the Master's Call that our God hears prayer, and oh, he's so faithful to answer prayer. So we welcome each one of you to go to that website where you are able to download, since the inception of this call, all of the messages that have been powerful, powerful series that have come straight from the throne room of God, and they are changing lives. Amen. And we welcome you to give a call back to our playback line, and that number is 712-432-1085, and that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And that will allow you to hear today's call as we're brought to you live Monday through Friday of each week, even on the holidays. So next Thursday, yes, we will be here on Thanksgiving, praise God, receiving a word from the throne room. And we want to call all intercessors in. We praise God, and again, we love to pray and bring your prayer requests forward. And so we do have an email address that you can write to us, send us your feedback, your testimonies, amen, because by that we overcome. And also any prayer requests that you have, go ahead and send it to us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And any of you that are not with Artist International, which of course is a Christian health and wellness company started by the Diaz de Leon family, we invite you to get back with the person who invited you to the call. And so we're so excited this morning and invite you to go to your back office and see what is there for you. But this morning we're going to go ahead and bring up one of our co-founders who is going to give us a word. We're just so excited, and we just bless God for her faithfulness here on this call. We affectionately call her Mother Eagle, amen, and we just pray her strength in the Lord, because she is what an obedient woman of God. She has been teaching us, just talking to us, just praying with us, just not just teaching to us, preaching to us, but teaching us about how to be, you know, the women, to make those godly, to have godly success, how to have those three B's to birth it, what God has given us. And so we're excited, so excited to call to the line our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who's not just a doctor of divinity, but she's a woman of God. She is a godly woman and definitely a prophetic woman of God. So we're so excited that we're calling her up on the line this morning to see what the Lord has given her to for us to eat today. We're going to chew on the word. Amen. Dr. Vanessa, I'm so glad to call you up on the line this morning. Good morning to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm pitch-hitting today for our Pastor Chuck. Please keep him in prayer today. So excited to see our Platinums on the board back home safely. But Martha Marie Preston and our old godmother, Dorothy Cook, with her international travels. And just grateful to God that our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, had an awesome time there in St. Louis and is back safely. We just praise God for each and every one of you. God awakened early this morning, was excited to hear from our prayer general, Minister Robin. Said, okay, Pastor, I only have a bar left, but I wanted to call and check in. And for many of those who have been affected by Sandy, we are keeping you in our prayers. She is doing well, her family as well. Phone service is still up and down. She was the host today, and we thank you, Minister Tatney, for stepping right in, and Minister Willa for doing what only you can do, aligning the heavens so that the word of God can go forth. But I'm always humbled and honored when I see so many of you call in faithfully, many of you each and every morning, and we always endeavor to have a clear, concise, and a word full of content. And I think today we're still going to do just that. We want to talk this morning about seeds. As I've been ministering and traveling a little bit myself lately, God has just been stirring up in my spirit about our actions, our seeds. And we want to talk this morning from seeds establish every deed. Seeds establish every deed. Here's the question, TMC family. Will we produce a godly harvest? You know, this is harvest season, as many of us are preparing for Thanksgiving. We're in a season of giving thanks, of harvest, even from the beginning of our great country. Or are we producing a horrible havoc in our lives and in the lives of others? The acronym that I've been using that God gave me was so earnestly everywhere. Destiny speaks. So earnestly or eagerly, everywhere, because everywhere we go, our going in and our coming out, our actions are determining our destiny, and that's what we'll speak. Our text scripture which talks about the seed is the word of God, can be found in the book of Mark, in Mark 4. Verses 4 through 8, we all know a little history and background about Mark, that he was mainly called to a Jewish audience, that he was one that went alongside and traveled with Paul and went out on a missionary journey. And one of those first journeys that he went on, he got a little intimidated because the crowds weren't friendly. The crowds weren't happy to see those talking about Jesus, a risen Savior. And John Mark, on one of those episodes of journeys, ran back home, and it's recorded historically and in Scripture. His mother literally had to hold the house it stands today, which housed the upper room, where in Acts 2, the glory of God was revealed. But at that time, John was learning. He was more like an action roving reporter, and he wrote detail by detail what he knew his people, his Jews, could understand. See, every culture has some nuances, some sayings that they all understand, and he had a heart. And sometimes we have zeal without knowledge, zeal without wisdom, zeal on fire with nowhere to go. And he learned, sometimes through hard knocks, as we all do, the importance of our actions and of our seeds. So we can find in the Chronicles of Mark 4, verses 4 through 8, and it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. Verse 8, but other seed fell on good ground. Say good ground. You and I are endeavoring every day to be good ground, and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Seeds establish every deed. See, we want to get the clear understanding, the rhema, the revelation that every act, every idea, everything starts as a seed. Good or bad, it still begins as a seed. There's seeds of kindness, and there's seeds of evil. There's seeds of righteousness, and there's seeds that are of rebellion. What you and I do and how we prune seeds determines whether the seed will live or die. So today we're going to talk about understanding anything we're enjoying now, the condition of our lives, good or bad. We've got to get real, speaking the truth in love. First, looking in the mirror today to ourselves. It's from a series of seeds that we have planted. Series of seeds, daily actions that now have manifested into our presence. Daily decisions that have determined where we are now. But all the good news, the good news, the good news, is that we still have the opportunity. His mercies and grace are new and righteously today. We can line it up if we're out of line. We can start it again if we've been in the wrong place. If we planted some wrong seeds, today we can pray for some crop failure. Whatever we've done, we have to be honest. Everything, every idea, it started as a seed. We've always been taught and spend a great time learning the importance of how we take care of our seeds. And I've often preached messages on that, but God, it took me a little different way this morning. We're going to deal with shifting our mindset, expanding our perspectives, opening up our understanding to embrace that everything begins with a seed. Seed is another neuter word. It really is. It must be groomed to our godly benefit, bringing bountiful blessings into our life. When we truly walk in the wisdom and the power of understanding that all things begin with a seed. We've learned in the past that a habit is also a neuter word. It does not take sides. It stays right in the middle, letting us decide if it takes on a seed of being a good habit or the seed, because we practice it each and every day, of being a bad habit. Seeds establish every deed. Will we produce a godly harvest or create horrible havoc? Some seeds come as creative ideas. Some seeds come as simple answers to complex situations. Some seeds come as an act of kindness. Some seeds come as an act of anger, being rude, mean-spirited. Some seeds come as a manipulative act and attitude. Some seeds come as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Again, we must understand and remember everything, everything. I want to speak to your spirits today. Everything, and I mean everything, starts as a seed. See, many of us miss the power and the strategic significance of a simple seed. God uses thoughts to give us creative ideas. He comes as a simple seed that we have to choose to plant and then begin to renew our minds. A seed is literally the beginning, the alpha, the start. And we know how we start a thing, we will determine how we finish it. All today, the seeds establish every deed. Will we produce our godly harvest or create a horrible habit? Let's talk today about five principles for planting healthy seeds, five principles for us planting some healthy seeds in our own lives. First, we've got to ask ourselves always, does this seed glorify God? We've got to ask ourselves before we even plant it, before we begin it, before we cross the start line. Ask yourself, does this seed glorify God? Will I be blessed or glad to see it grow? Is this the Genesis, the Alpha I want? Keeping in mind, it will grow up into the Omega I create. Does this seed, does this act line up with the Word of God? I love how I heard Minister Jesse DePlantis, he's almost a Christian comedian to me, but he said this years ago, but it was so simple, but it was so profound. He said, you know, in Genesis, in the beginning, in the garden, the devil was a simple little serpent. He spoke words that caused all of mankind to plummet into sin. And from Genesis and all the way through those 66 books to Revelation, we didn't handle that serpent correctly, and he grew up to be a dragon. He grew up to be a huge creature that was dealt with in Revelation. In our lives, we've had simple seeds that we've tried to spiritualize, justify. Well, shoot, everybody has to have one little vice. Come on, you got to give me that. Will that seed glorify God? Only you and I can honestly answer that. Will that seed light up with the Word? So again, first, always ask yourself, does this seed glorify God? If God, if Jesus was sitting right beside you, would you still plant that seed? Would you still say those words? Would you still perform those actions? When the light of God's Word is on us, and it is anyway, does this seed glorify God? Our second principle. Seeds usually never come like we think or expect. Here's the key. Be open to God's way of planting a seed. Because our seeds usually never, our brain is on cruise control. It's our spirit saying, okay, that's me. The Holy Spirit's working in concert with our human spirit. Seeds usually never come like we think or expect. Be open to God's way of planting a seed. See, God usually never gives us instructions that we would think to do, like go into a battle and put the praise and worshipers first. When you think of a battle and war and spears and armor, you're like, hold up. The praise and worshipers go first, but Jehoshaphat got unique instruction. Like when we don't want to do something, and Naaman, when the prophetic word came, go dip in the River Jordan 7 times. God usually instructs us to go or to do acts we do not want to do. every great man and woman of God, every matriarch, patriarch recorded in Scripture, they were given a strategic, a pivotal seed of instruction to plant, and it led to a major harvest. Walk around this wall seven times quiet. Jericho is going to come down. Oh, just leave a cord out, Rahab, so we'll know not to destroy your house. And you end up in the lineage, the harlot, when we talk about the 42 generations. So, you know, a simple seed. When is God spoken as a simple whisper? I love how Jensen Franklin is talking about godly whispers, how he gives you a simple idea, a simple seed. And will you let your mind arrest it and kill it, choke it up and say, I don't know how I can do that. Oh, you're not. It's about you and the Holy Ghost and all of heaven backing us up. Every one of us are at a fork in the road, usually daily, and we decide what seed of instruction are we going to follow. And we start following those crucial instructions from God with a simple seed. Thirdly, guard the seeds of God that you have been planted. Guard the seeds of God that you have planted. See, there will always be others who do not understand or want to destroy your seed. For most of us, it starts even with our family. They don't understand. They don't get it. We're strange. We're different. Why do we want to do this when the whole group is doing that? Have you noticed in the Bible, every time the majority chose something, they were wrong? Guard what God has given you to do. Guard it when you plant it, water it with the word, nurture it by staying and practicing his presence. When others don't understand, you have to obey God. Obedience is better than our sacrifices, because there will be others who are just green-eyed monsters, jealous, and they want to destroy it. So we have to get it in our understanding that life will always bring some holy haters into our life. It's a fact of life. Sometimes the worst holy haters are in the church. They'll spiritualize their hate, but it still equals hate. Life will always allow a Judas to be in your midst. And our test, our seed of righteousness, is how do we handle them? What seeds of conduct will we plant? Guard the seed with what we say day in and day out. We've often talked about only say what God says about us. Doesn't matter what you feel, what you think, what does the word say? Activate the heavens with the seeds of the word of God, because they will germinate and manifest awesome things for you in your life. Even when the circumstances may go bad, we must learn to control and guard our conversation. We can't always control the circumstances, but we always can control how we handle and react to them. And only say what God says about them. Seeds, establish every deed. Will we produce a godly harvest or create a horrible havoc? Sow earnestly everywhere destiny speaks. Our fourth principle, I hurry along in our last 2 minutes. Remember, the size of the seed never determines the level of the success. The size of the seed never determines the level of the success. Some of the greatest triumphs, victories, breakthroughs in our lives, God used a simple mustard seed instruction. Remember, mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds. If you've ever held a mustard seed in your hand, it is so small, and it grows so strong and mighty. It just takes one seed to begin to grow the forest of fruit, of finances, of favor in our lives. God uses this tiny rudder. I love in the book of James, he uses a tiny rudder to steer a huge, large vessel. Obedience to the seeds of righteousness is the key. If often it's that small seed that leads to the massive, massive harvest. I often have heard Rosa Parks, when she was alive, she used to say that she had no idea that that simple seed of obedience, of a righteous rebellion, would be a massive movement for the civil rights of a people. It was a simple seed, a simple act. And the fifth principle of our seeds is to stay on course, stay focused, stay firm, stay faithful to your seed. Remember that generations and generations are following behind you, hanging on to your obedience of the seed. Deuteronomy 28 tells us it goes down four generations. The blessings or the curses, what will you and I do with our seeds of talent, our seeds of favor, our seeds of opportunity? We'll stay focused with the seed of instruction that God gives us. We'll stay firm on making sure that we have a made-up mind, and we'll stay faithful to the course, fighting the good fight of faith, like Abraham established the generational blessings. Today, make up your mind with the mustard seed that God gives you, that you're going to establish every deed to his glory and to your good. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. I have so many notes this morning. Praise God. He's an on-time God. Bless the word of the Lord this morning from our own Dr. Vanessa. Always ready with the word from the Lord. Praise God. We are going to go straight to our Minister LaShawn to go ahead and raise our praise our prayer request forward, and then we'll come back and have announcements and then the benediction. Praise God. Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. What a powerful word. Father, we come to you this morning, and we thank you for the word that you placed in Pastor Vanessa's belly. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for giving us the ability to be able to hear the word and digest the word to give to others. Father, Lord God, now we bring to the throne room Andrew, and we already know that the seed is placed on his behalf, granting him peace from Gulf War Syndrome, Father, Lord God. That, too, has a name that must bow down to the authority of Jesus, Father, Lord God. So we just ask that you give him peace, that you give him comfort, mental clarity, knowing that you are the ever-loving arms that hold him and comfort him all the days of his life, Father, Lord God. We thank you for his family that is there supporting and praying for him. We also ask for favor for a home, because we know that there has to be a space for us to have meditation, to give you reverence, thanks, and praise. Hallelujah. Amen, Father, Lord God. We thank you for that. We also ask for Andrew's sister to have family unity, Father, Lord God. We ask that you become the glue that binds them together. We ask that you be the DNA of love that flows through that family's heart. We ask that you please continue to comfort them and break any yokes that have been planted. We ask you that you remove the seed of destruction of the family. We ask that you remove the seed of any kind of animosity or argument that comes within the family, Father, Lord God. We know that a family that prays together stays together. So we ask that this family comes together united and pray to you for peace. We also ask that that family come together and pray for other families' peace, so they could be the ministers showing that God has given them a testimony as to how a family can unite. We also ask for Richard Gordon to have salvation from addiction. Father, take that taste from his mouth. Take the taste of the gift. Get high away from him, Father, Lord God. Let him know that he can have a spiritual get high. He can get high off of the word, Father, Lord God. Let him know that he can get high off of all things that come through you. Let him know that he can have a Holy Ghost testimony, letting people know how he once was, but now how he is because of you, Father, Lord God. So we thank you so much for all you have already done. We thank you for that mustard seed that launched our faith, that shows us that we can push and move any mountain that comes our way. So we thank you for our platinum presidents that give us the guidance and show us how to become successful. We thank you for everyone who signed up today, to those who are successful tomorrow, Father, Lord God. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for the comfort and the healing of Papa de Leon. We thank you for the platinums that cruise around and let other people know about the wonders of Artist International, Father, Lord God. We also ask that you please watch over those who are going through mental issues, Lord, those who are homeless. We thank you so much for comforting and shielding those who were affected by Hurricane Sandy. And we also ask that you please continue to give them power, strength, and hope, knowing that you are the Alpha and Omega of all things and that you make no mistakes. So as I close this prayer, Father, Lord God, we thank you for everything. We thank you for showing us how to be ministers in the marketplace and guiding our feet towards the right direction. All these things we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen, amen. Praise God for you. Powerful prayer warrior this morning. Praise God. Thank you so much for bringing our prayer request before the Lord, a strategic prayer. Praise God, and we're in agreement with all of that. in the Lord. And we thank God for Dr. Vanessa, our own faithful mother, shepherd here on the call. We're going to go back to her in just a second. We want to thank God for Minister Willis this morning for greeting the people and for opening us up in strategic prayer to receive the word of God, this meat that surely, surely you will feast on today and apply those seeds. This is good ground. Hallelujah. And we praise God for each and every one of you. We want to say thank you to all of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. We want to quickly give you the number for Godmother Dorothy Cook. Call that number. It's 530-881-1300. That pin is 539-598-pound. And, again, we're going to give you our own evangelist, Gwen Beatty. Her website is www.fillabottle.com. Save a life, and we praise God that you all will be a blessing to her. We want to say good morning to all of you. Have a wonderful and blessed day as we go for the benediction, and please remember to go out and be the ministers in the marketplace. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. We want to just seal this word, our time together, and decree and declare. Father, we thank you for the favor of God on our lives, and we will take every seed and plant it to your glory and for our good in our acts, our deeds, our thoughts, Father. We give them to you. And we thank you as artist distributors, as believers, as the Master's Call family. We understand it's all about you, and continue to plant in our hearts seeds of righteousness, that we go out and we are your ministers in the marketplace, giving you, God, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.